is Channel 2.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show.
What the hope is that,
but... I have no idea what that was or where it came from. So we'll investigate that later. I'm going to check the other ones. I don't know if the other ones are like that as well. Anyway, you're listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 20th of April. I am joined in the studio today. My special guest co-host is the fabulous Paul Andrews.
Hello.
Have I turned you on?
No, you're not. You haven't turned me on.
You're on.
No, I'm not on.
You are on.
It's not working. I'll move.
Because we've got to move. Oh, it's all going wrong today, isn't it? And my guest in the studio is security expert Richard Bell.
Good morning.
Are you working? You're not working. Try again.
Good morning.
Okay. What's going on today?
Are we working?
I don't know. That's better.
That's better.
I don't know what happened with that one.
I don't know what's going on with that one. We apologise. Let's start again. We're professional here. Welcome to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on... Don't touch that. It makes a funny noise.
Yeah, there's something wrong with the cable. It's interfering. Okay. Cool.
You know, every week we have a perfect intro, so sometimes it has to just go a little bit wrong.
No, I think it's the other way around. It's every week we have an imperfect intro, and every now and again it goes right.
No, that's not right at all, you know that. Anyway, welcome this morning. This is the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday the 20th of April. Can you believe it's nearly the end of April already? I know I always get obsessed with the date, but this year is going so fast. Yep. And it feels like it's the middle of the summer, which is fabulous.
It's hard to believe that there was snow only a couple of weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I know, and you know it's going to be raining this time next week, so...
Yeah, something to look forward to.
We like diversity with the weather. On this week's show, we're going to introduce you to Richard, his security expert. And what's exciting is once you've got to know him a bit better, he's going to be a regular feature on the show once every 4 to 5 weeks. And he's going to be keeping us up to date with the security info and details will help keep you and your business safe. So that's going to be exciting. We've got quite a few shout outs on the old Le Twitter, but we do want to hear from you as ever, the listener. So you can contact us direct on @BunkerExtra with an X, and don't forget your hashtag #BeExtraBeBunker. Tweet in to say hello, tweet in to say who you are, what you do, and if you've got an event coming up, obviously please do tell us about that. And if you have any security questions about your business, please do tweet us and ask us about what's going on. See, you stop making the funny noises, you've distracted me again.
Sorry.
You can sort it out after the show. You can tweet us. You can if you want to, and if you have a pending question you want to ask straight away, you can call us in the studio direct today on 01233 220035, 01233 220035, and you can also always contact me via email, which is bunkerextra@gmail.com. if you've got an event coming up, if you want a shout out for your business, we've got loads of events to talk about because there's so much going on at the moment. It's great. We're all getting into the summery mood, which is fantastic. We've got some tweets to read out, and obviously we've got to meet Richard to talk to. I'm going to start off so I don't forget. I want to do a huge big shout out to two very amazing special ladies, and that is Sasha Marie Mulligan at Sasha Marie Mulligan on the Twitter, and she is the owner of Cherry Blossoms UK. It's a florist in Bexley Village, amongst many other things that she does.
She's a great speaker too.
She's an amazing speaker.
A really good motivational speaker.
She's fantastic. She's just spent 2 weeks in Thailand. She took a group over there to do a whole motivational journey in Thailand, and I've seen the pictures. It looks absolutely amazing. She's a great motivation speaker, and she does a lot of things. And on Sunday, she is running the London Marathon.
Wow.
I know.
Go Sasha.
Go Sasha.
Yeah, yeah.
She's running in aid of a child cancer charity. Mm-hmm. So if you actually check out Sasha, either on Facebook, Sasha Marie Mulligan, or on Twitter, and give her your support, well done, Sasha. And also our very own amazing Bird on a Bike, Sarah Ann Lucas, is also running the London Marathon.
She is.
On Sunday.
She's been in training as well, hasn't she?
She's been in training, and although we know she's, you know, an Iron Lady, Iron Man.
She's got muscles where you shouldn't have muscles, really.
I'm sure for her it's still going to be a challenge. It's amazing to do. Mm. So good luck to her as well. Bird, good luck, Sasha, and to everybody else who's running the London Marathon on Sunday.
Yeah. Well, Bird's co-hosting my show on Tuesday, so hopefully...
Hopefully she's co-hosting.
Hopefully she is, yeah. She's back in her little silver blanket. So we'll get a full update on how she went on Tuesday.
It'd be brilliant. Yeah. And we're going to watch it. My daughter wants to watch it on the telly on Sunday, so just in case we see Bird.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. She was like, can we see Bird? Can we watch her? So we're going to look out for that. On last week's show, we had Paul was in the studio with me and Molly, and we had a really great conversation about social media.
We did.
And how, you know, it's essential when you're running a business and how, you know, you need to make sure you know what you're doing and you use it properly. So it's quite, when I managed to get a word in, because these two wouldn't let me get a word in because they were in full flow. And in fact, we went going for about an hour after the show as well, didn't we? Because it's such a conversation topic that you just, you know, you can go so many different angles. But if you want to listen to that show or any of the other shows, we have a new home for our listen-agains now, and that is the Biz Radio, bizradio.co.uk. So you can listen again and you can even download them as podcast and take us wherever you want to.
There's a tab on the website called Extra. If you click on the tab, all the shows are there and you can listen to the live stream again or you can download it as a podcast, as Amanda says.
Yeah, perfect. Yep. So you've got no excuse to say you missed the show. Mm-hmm. So if you're not listening to it now, you're listening to it later. Yep. So hello if you're listening to it later.
Yeah. Sorry about that, what happened further on in the show.
Yeah.
If you're listening again. Or something.
Oh, it's one of those. If you listen to it then before you listen to it. No, anyway. Anyway, let's have a look. We've got on the Twitter, we've got some shout outs. Telcare Limited have been on. Now, we know that may not be Lisa because she's in the St. Lucia.
I would hope it's not Lisa. Lisa Lucia.
Because she's in St. Lucia.
Exactly.
But the team at Telcare saying the bank show is on today. Have a great show. Mm. And we've got lots of events to tell you about. Mm. And we've had one from our very own Jason Allen Sway with his cup of whatever it is in the morning in the sun with a picture of old Roger Moore on it. And he says, hello to Jason.
Hello, Jason.
We've got some amazing events coming up as well, haven't we?
We have. Do you want me to do some events or a tweet or both?
Let's do an event.
You might not know about this one, but I want to tell you about it because it's really good and I'm really looking forward to it. It's a thing called the Networkers Networking Event.
I've never heard of it.
Have you not? It's a full-day event and it's all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive with their time and to make great connections. This one is set in the stunning location of Port Lim Hotel, or Amanda's second home, as it's normally known.
I want it to be my second home. I seriously do.
And it's taking place on Thursday the 17th of May between 9:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. And the theme for the event is digital, but it's about how to network online as well as offline. Yeah. There's three great speakers, some of the best networking masterminding groups in Kent, and more than 50 business owners to meet and connect with. We had a fabulous event last time out, did we not?
We did. February was good.
Yeah, Eastwell Manor was absolutely rammed. It was brilliant. And we're going to build on that. And this is going to be really good. And I'm going to be there. And I'm looking forward to hearing the speakers, who are Ali Hollands. And Ali is an award-winning clinical hypnotherapist and successful businesswoman with a passion for facilitating success in business and life. We're going to hear from Molly Wright, who's the founder of Molly Moodle Media.
Our very own Molly.
Yeah, and Molly has worked in marketing for over 7 years now and will be sharing with us the power of online networking via social media and how it can enhance your face-to-face networking. See, that's interesting, isn't it? It's tying it together. And then the absolutely wonderful Amy McManus, who's the founder of AM Marketing, and Amy is a retail strategy and branding specialist, and she'll be sharing the power of digital networking and why it should be part of your strategy. So who's this for? It's for business owners who are serial networkers that love networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity, and we'll go to the opening of an envelope.
Like you.
Like me. Or networkers looking for the next step to take after perfecting their networking skills. Or people that are just starting out on the networking route and are unsure of where to go or how to do it effectively. And those people that network already but are frustrated because it's not working in the way that you think it should. So it's an all-day event, but you're welcome to join in whenever you want, really. There's some early bird tickets still left, but not for long and only till the weekend. And if you book the early bird tickets before the end of the weekend, it's just a paltry £18 to attend the event with refreshments, or £20 with lunch.
No, £27
with
lunch.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, I got it. Yeah.
It should be £20.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got it. Yeah.
Are you
I got
with
it.
Me?
Yeah. And it's £27 with refreshments and lunch. But if you miss the deadline, it's then £20 to attend without lunch and £30 to attend with lunch. And you can book your place by going to butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE. And there's a special. There's a special happening. I'm really excited about this. If we get enough people, we need 25 people.
Minimum of 25 people.
After the networking event, we can have our own private safari.
Yes.
Of the Wildlife Reserve there at Port Lim. So we get a truck journey around the entire park and we see all the Asian and African animals and
giraffes.
Giraffes and
they've got camels there as well now.
And camels.
They've got a couple
of
camels.
There's all kinds of things. There's rhinos, there's
zebras, deer, hog deer. I've never done it before, you know, I don't know.
it's just an extra £10.
Yes.
It's peanuts. So if you want to join in with that, come along to the Networkers Networking event. And then if you decide you want to stay, you just pay your £10 and you can come on the private safari.
We do need people to book on for the safari, though, because we've got our numbers, because it is a minimum of 25, maximum of 50. Yeah. Unless we get 100 people, then we have two trucks.
Yeah. So we've got our own truck.
Exactly. And what I will say is the reason we do it with or without lunch is if you can't commit to the entire day, which is fine, you can book without lunch and then pop in when it suits you. And if you really want to, but you can't make the day, but you want to do the safari, you are welcome to book onto the safari and come do the networking safari event at the end of the day, which will be about 3:30. So do that.
It's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be brilliant. And Kyra from Port Lim, I noticed she posted on LinkedIn the other day that they've reopened the Moroccan room.
Yes.
At Port Lim. I'm dying to see that.
Moroccan Terrace.
Yeah, the Moroccan Terrace. Apparently it was blocked off and nobody had been in it for 30 years.
Yeah.
And they've refurbished it and opened it. And I'm really looking forward to seeing that.
It's like, can you make that place any more amazing? Can we buy it? I want to own it. I want to live
there. What are you
there.
Looking at me for? Right.
Just do a radio show from there.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was good.
Yeah.
Talking of networking then, there is a networking event coming up next week, right here where we are situated, homed in Kent Space. It's the 25th of April. It's from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's a free networking evening. It's got drinks, nibbles, and great company to boot. And that is with the guys here at Kent Space. And the speaker is actually none other than Peter Allen. So most people who go out on the networking scene probably know Peter because he's a bit prolific on the networking scene. But it's great. He's going to be giving us a talk about save money and build your business. So if you want to come along to that, if you contact the guys here at Kent Space and let them know, or just rock up.
It's a free event. Rock up. They're really good. They are cool, aren't they?
Good fun.
I want to tell you about Grow West Kent.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, this was rescheduled from February when it snowed on the day. And it's actually happening next week on the 26th of April. And it's happening at the Mercure Tunbridge Wells Hotel from 8:30 until 2:50 p.m.
It makes me laugh every time.
I know.
2:50.
Well,
seriously?
What precise?
Yeah. Well, I'm chairing the event and I want to go home.
Is that what you decided it is?
Yeah. So I'm leaving at 10:02. So that's what. So it's thank you for coming and I'm off. Yeah. Be inspired and learn from real experts who have achieved incredible success. Increase your sales effectiveness and revenues. Feel inspired to succeed and regain focus. Discover new and innovative ways to help your profits grow. Hear the very latest on digital marketing and what you need to be doing now. And meet like-minded growing businesses and expand your network. There's an interactive panel session that will be chaired by Nicholas Heslop, introducing the West Kent Enterprise Advisor Network. The network links schools and businesses across West Kent to provide meaningful encounters with the world of work. Businesses who become involved become part of a national network of business volunteers, making a lasting positive impact on the future of young people. Learn about the many benefits to your business from engaging within the network. The speakers for the overall event are Phil Eckersley. Phil is the agent for the South East and East Anglia area of the Bank of England. And he's going to be talking about all things interest rates and other inflation rates and wage rises and all that kind of stuff. Jonathan Neame, chief executive of our local brewer, Shepherd Neame. Susanna Schofield, OBE, chief executive and founder of Dice Matrix and Pitch DMM App Limited. Barnaby Winter, who's a professional marketing speaker and practitioner from the Brand Bucket Company. Katie King, who's managing director of Zudikas. And Kim Arnold, who is a business growth consultant. So a fantastic lineup of speakers. It's only £27 to attend the day. And you can book by going to www.growkent.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And we'll see you there.
You're going to be there.
I'm chairing the event. Yeah.
I'm going to be there with my microphone.
Yeah, it's one of my easier events, which is why I'm leaving at 10 to 3, because normally I do 19-hour jobs with those, but I've only got the breakfast and the event today because there's no awards in the evening.
No, that's good. Mm. I have here an email. It's not an event, but it's an email from one of our listeners, the lovely Kate Merrin at Athelbray Limited, at Athelbray LTD on the Twitter. Amanda, could you please say a massive congratulations to our associate Mandy Rossi, who has just achieved her Master Practitioner qualification in mindfulness. Mandy is one of our senior leadership trainers who delivers a whole range of training topics, including psychology for business. She is also an active green campaigner and in her spare time is a roadie for a band.
Wow.
So I had to stop and read that before I read it.
Rock chick.
So if anyone needs to practice being in the moment, it's her, and she's obviously achieved it and then some. If anyone is interested in mindfulness courses with us, do let us know and we'd be happy to come out with Mandy and have a chat about what might work for you and your team. So Kate Merrim and Athelbray, they do lots of different trainings for businesses. So well done, Mandy. Good shout out for you.
Mm. Nice one. A little bit of a long one, but I want to tell you about it.
Can you do it quickly then?
Yeah, I'll do it as quickly as I can. It's Music with a Mission. It's a charity concert that's being held at the newly transformed Finchcox, which is a gorgeous, gorgeous country house in Goudhurst. The famous Finchcox is to hold its first classical music concert in May with renowned pianist Paul Roberts, who will entertain guests with an evening of Debussy and Beethoven in Finchcox's newly renovated vaulted cellar. All proceeds from ticket sales will go to Britain's leading independent music charity, Help Musicians UK. Finchcox is a gorgeous place. They have loads of grand pianos there because it's a grand piano school, and it takes place in the cellars. I was lucky enough to meet Neil, who's the owner, a few weeks ago and interview him for the Business Bunker show and have a tour of the place. It's worth paying the money just to go and look at the place without the classical music concert that's taking place. And they're doing it in conjunction with John Broadwood and Sons, who are the people that make top-end grand pianos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's taking place on the 27th of May, and it begins at 7:30 p.m. And you can book your tickets by going to finchcox.com/concert/charity. Alternatively, you can call them on 01580-428-080. That's 01580-428-080. But the money's going to Help Musicians. And if you want to find out about that charity that's going to receive the money, it's helpmusicians.org.uk.
Fantastic.
Yes, yeah, brilliant.
Brilliant. Now, I have an event or something that's going on that's going to end up in an event. For all the women out there that are mums in business, if you're a mum in business and you have been going for 4 years or less, the Empower Mums in Business have launched the Empower National Business Awards. And this is for all of you business owners out here. Now, I've got all the blurb to read out, but what I thought I would do is rather than me reading the blurb out, you can hear from Nicola Hewlin herself, who is the founder of Empower's Mums in Business, all about the awards and why you should be a part of it.
At Empower, we know that when a seemingly ordinary woman like you chooses to take on the challenge of building a successful business and raising a family, you're setting out to achieve something extraordinary. We want to celebrate the extraordinary work of the invisible mums in business, recognising and celebrating what it really takes to make it. We're excited to introduce a new national prestigious award for mums in the early stages of business. So if you're in the first 4 years of building your business, these awards are for you. Share this video tagging a mum in business you know who deserves to be recognised. It's time for you to be seen, heard, and celebrated. It's time to shine a light on incredible mums in business and show there is another way to do business and motherhood. It's time for the Empower National Business Awards. For more details and to nominate yourself, which is what we really want you to do, or nominate another amazing mum in business you know, visit the website at empowerawards.com.
That is it. Mums in Business. Nominate yourself, nominate other mums in business. This is amazing. This is the first of its kind. And what's really different about these awards as well is that it's not, it's business awards, but it's not your standard categories. The categories are amazing. They've got, I'm trying to think if I've got the categories here. I don't think I have. But it's about it's being inspired and having courage. So go onto the website, check out all the details. You've only got until the end of the month to nominate yourself or nominate a friend. Don't be shy. You know what? Nominate yourself. You never know. You might actually win. That's the thing with awards, isn't it? People will go, oh, I don't know if I should apply or I should go in for it.
Absolutely. No, go for it.
And it's not vain as well.
Yeah, no, go for it.
It's fantastic.
You have to.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. The only person that can really, truly... you know, identify with your own brand is you. So you've got to, you know, share that.
Yeah, exactly. It's, yeah, it's all about being a part of and being recognised. Because I think that's the thing, I don't know if you found it, Richard, but with awards, it's it helps you actually reflect on what you're doing and how far you've come as well. I guess when you're in business, you're always looking forward and you forget to look back to see how far you've come.
Absolutely. And if it's individual based or team based, and I've been fortunate to be sort of involved in part of a team, it forces you to take time to appreciate the journey that you've come from and where you've gone to. You know, it just, because otherwise we just get really sort of bogged down with the sort of day-to-day operational stuff and you don't take time to reflect. You have to.
Exactly. It's really important. And I saw a post the other day on Twitter and somebody had posted, and basically it was just that, you know, if you don't, you know, you have to look backwards and as well as looking forward, you have to see where you've come from.
Yeah,
because absolutely. Although you still think you've got a long way to go, the chances are, you know, you've come a long way from where you are. So that is, do check that out. All Mums in Business. They've got some amazing sponsors on board. There is going to be an award ceremony in London on the 23rd of June for all finalists and for anybody else that wants to be a part of the celebration evening. I can guarantee you it's going to be amazing because I'm organising it. So it is going to be absolutely phenomenal.
It is.
You keep turning me off. Stop keep turning me off.
Well, there's any way I can get away at word in edgeways when you're here.
I know.
I have to give a shout out for Peter Searle, the Biz Doctors. We normally give him a shout out because he's running a lot of free events these days to help business startups, and he works with business in Maidstone. But this actually shout out is for the fact that he's going to be in a couple of weeks on the 16th of May at the Kent Event Centre at the Kent Vision Live exhibition. He's not sure what the next step for your business is, want to scale up your business, or have you come to a point where you want to exit your business, come and visit the doctors at stand 441 to find out how we can help you. So go and visit old Peter and his team at the Biz Doctors at the Vision Live on the 16th of May.
Fantastic. Can I tell you about this?
Yes, you can.
It's a reminder for our next two meetings and events. And this is from TD Botty.
Hello, TD Botty. We like TD Botty.
Terry Botfield. After a successful launch last month of our new Marsh breakfast meeting, the next breakfast meeting is only 1 week away. It's taking place at 7:45 a.m. on the 26th of April at the Ship in Dymchurch. That's in the High Street there. Why not join us for some pre-work networking and an English breakfast? Make new contacts and build on existing relationships. It's only £10 plus a booking fee and includes a donation to our charity, who are CARM, C-A-R-M, that supports older people living in isolation on Romney Marsh. Now, he says booking is essential and they've given us a tiny URL, which I can't read because it won't make any sense. So the easiest way to book these is if you go into bizradio.co.uk, click on the blog tab and there's a blog that says Marsh. And it's all in there with all the clickable links to book your tickets.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So, and then there's the next ever popular Marsh Networking Over Coffee, which is 10 a.m. on the 9th of May at the Sinkport Arms in New Romney. Come and join the bars. We went to the last one of those, didn't we? It was brilliant.
It was very good.
We have created and built your business contact base and grow your business. Refreshments provided, £5 voluntary donation on the day, part of which goes to our charity, CARM. And again, you can book it through Biz Radio. And also, do you want to grow your knowledge of social media and how to use it? Then come along to the next ZC Digital Academy in New Romney. That's on 9:30 on the 25th of April. It's free and it's also a good networking opportunity. And to book that, it's eventbrite.co.uk/ZC social media.
Fantastic. We do love a bit of Sid C social media. And let's you've got the thing about Sid C live over there, haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, do you want me to read that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, actually, Sid C social media rocked up at the studio yesterday in their purple Volkswagen bus.
I saw that.
They were on a tour of the county. What a gorgeous day they picked for it as
I
well.
I know, hottest day of the year.
And they swung past here about 11 o'clock and we had a quick interview. You can see it on Facebook if you want. I had a quick interview with Zoe Cairns, the owner of Sid C social media, and we were talking about the uptake of digital in Kent. And they've got a fantastic event taking place on the 1st of June. It's ZC Live. It's a one-day social media and digital event in Kent. It's huge. Last year, there were more than 500 people there. Guess what? I'm chairing it. Oh, dear. It's at the Strood Academy, which is in Carnation Road, Rochester. Learn how to accelerate your digital and social media marketing in your business and create more leads by mastering key strategies over a whole day. We've international speaker, business owner and TV commentator Zoe Cairns. Plus we have Matthew Scott, who's the Kent Police Commissioner from Kent Police, talking about how we should be using social media platforms for your business. You'll also learn how to build your online presence and influence, get your company known in your area and how to create an audience who become your raving fan base.
Ooh.
You'll find five proven digital marketing strategies that have stood the test of time, how to build your online presence and awareness, how to become a successful influencer within your field, how to turn your knowledge into product, how to increase your leads via digital marketing and build your business brand to be noticed from anywhere in the world, giving you more opportunities. Now, ZC Live is a massive event and it's totally free. So you can book your free space by going to zcsocialmedia.com/ZC Live.
Fantastic. Mm. They do know their stuff, the old ZC.
They do,
social
indeed.
Media community. Talking of free events to go to, I'm going to tell you about this free event to go to, which is coming up at the end of May, on the 31st of May. So you've got a little bit of time, but you need to put it in your diaries. You need to get booked on. This is really, I mean, it's focused at the events industry and anybody who is interested in running their own events. But you know what? I'm opening every listener, everybody that listens to the business show, the business extra show, the business bunker show, I want everybody to come rock up, because the Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre on Thursday, the 31st of May from 9 a.m. I was going to say 9 p.m. then, 9 p.m. till 5 a.m.
It's a night time, folks. Yeah.
That would be
it's
quite cool.
Floodlit event.
An overnight exhibition. Do you reckon anyone will turn up? It's a one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners. And they say, and to all your business owners out there, come along, because we have got up to 100 exhibitors, venues, the most amazing and striking venues from throughout the South East, not just from Kent, from throughout the South East. We have suppliers and we have some amazing masterclasses and workshops and speakers coming on and talking about all different things. In fact, I think one of the speakers is you, isn't it, Richard?
It is, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm probably going to try and it's about having a conversation about what does cyber look like or cybersecurity look like in that portfolio of events, and, you know, is it right to start giving the attendees USBs, what dangers they are, and how do we provide assurance around that? So just, you know, just to sort of cover off some of those
aspects. That's a really good point, that, isn't
exactly.
it? Yeah, because I go around events like that hoovering up USB sticks.
Yeah. The first thing we do is just
reformat them. yeah.
Oh, my God, I didn't even think about something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's
fine, Exactly. That's why we need you, Richard. So Richard's going to be there. We have also got Kubi Springer from She Builds Brands, Hacks from Prisma Broadcast, Molly Wright, our very own Molly, who is obviously covering the social media aspect, Amy McManus from AM Marketing. And we also have the fabulous Gavin Farley and Richard Harper from Into Events and Into the Blue Marketing. They're going to come along and they're going to be sharing their story of how they've built up £1 million events business, which is going to be amazing. Now, the exciting thing that you're really waiting for is the workshops. We have team building with Byte, and with this, you're going to be making toys for gorillas. Yep, you're going to be making toys for gorillas. Team building with Byte, make stuff and objects for the animals in the wildlife reserves. So that's going to be amazing. We've got canapes and bubbles with Chai's Catering. We've got corporate wellbeing with Day One Wellness. We have got event videos with That's Bellion, Michael Waring. We've got wine tasting with Mike Best from WeSet. And we have got cocktail masterclasses with the UK mobile bars. So there is so much for you to come and take on board and be a part of. So book your free place. Just come and have a nose. Everyone is welcome. It's going to be the first event of its type in the Southeast, and we want you to be here. Find out more details and to book your free place. Did I say free enough? It's free.
Is it free?
It's free.
How much does it cost?
The workshops are free. The talks are free. It's all free. Go to www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be rammed as well.
Do
come along.
It's going to be
busy. Can I quickly tell you about this?
Very quickly, because we need to go for a break.
The Festival Musica Nigella is an annual international classical musical festival that takes place on the Côte d'Opale. This year, the festival returns for its 13th edition from the 24th of May to the 3rd of June with the theme, The French Touch. As they do each year, Olivier Carew, the festival's president and a passionate supporter of classical music, and its artistic director, Takanori Nemoto, have invited a group of internationally renowned artists to perform at the festival. For 2018, Nemoto, composer, conductor and horn player, in collaboration with the other performing artists, has created an eclectic and innovative program that resonates with a current popular theme. The wide variety of concerts will feature new musical arrangements by Nemoto, bringing new life to well-known works. The Festival Musica Nigella is a voyage into the world of classical music, but it's also an opportunity to discover the cultural heritage and rich geodiversity of the local area. Each performance takes place in a carefully chosen location, creating a familiar, informal atmosphere and sense of accessibility for a genre that is far too often considered elitist. Whether it's taking place in a museum, a theatre, a historical monument or church, or in an unconventional location such as a restaurant, a private garden or the bank of a river, the music will combine with nature, art, history and gastronomy to fully embrace all the senses. Home of the festival is a small picturesque village of Tigny Noël, and that lies between the Baie de Somme, famous for its ornithological park, and Le Marquenter, and the charming medieval town of Montreuil-sur-Mer, gateway to the rolling green countryside of Le Sept Valley. In 2016, Montreuil-sur-Mer became second in the competition to find the French considered their favourite village. If you'd like to book any of them, find out the programme events, where they're taking place, if you go to www.musicanigella.fr. musicanigella.fr.
I was very impressed with your French pronunciation.
Yeah, I kind of rushed that a bit. It was Cockney French, that was. Yeah. Mange two.
You are listening to the Business Bunker Extra Radio Show on channelradio.co.uk and bizradio.co.uk. It is Friday, the 20th of April. I am joined in the studio by my special co-host, Paul Andrews.
You nearly forgot my name then, didn't you?
I did. Who are you? And our guest today is security expert Richard Bell. We are going to go and have a musical break now. And when we come back, we're going to be hearing all about how you need to make sure your business and security needs are covered. We'll be right back. Hey.
Waited on me, damn. Shot a cake on me, got the bacon on me. I was getting moolah, baby. Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. Half of my heart is in Havana, ooh, nah, nah. Hey. He took me back to East Atlanta, nah, nah, nah. All of my heart is in Havana. My heart is in Havana. Havana.
The Networkers Networking Event. A full-day event helping business owners to understand how to network more effectively and efficiently. Three great speakers, eight of the best networking, masterminding and business support groups in Kent, and 50 plus great business owners to meet, network with and connect with. Join us at the Networkers Networking Event. It's an event not to be missed.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
The Venues and Events Expo Southeast at the Kent Event Centre, Detling, on Thursday, 31st of May. A one-day exhibition for event professionals, venue finders, PAs, VAs and business owners who want to connect with amazing venues and great suppliers for their events. Whether you are organising a business event, meeting, seminar, conference, workshop, team building or a corporate party, you will find everything you need in one place. We have a variety of talks from industry experts and a series of masterclasses including team building, well-being and much more. To find out more and to book your free place, visit www.venueseventsexpo.co.uk.
ZC Live, bringing a digital one-day event to Kent with Zoe Cairns. ZC Live. Register for your free place. Visit zcsocialmedia.com.
This is Channel 2.
So that is my new intro back into the show. The computer world has gone mad today.
Wasn't me.
It should be saying, this is Amanda Flanders and the Business Bunker Extra. So welcome back to the Business Bunker Extra on bizradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk/2. It is Friday, the 20th of April. I am joined in the studio by my special co-host, Paul Andrews.
Hello.
That one, not that one. And our guest is security expert, Richard Bell. And we're going to go straight in now and talk to Richard because this, I know this is going to be a subject that we're going to get carried away with and we're going to run out of time. But the good thing is that Richard is going to be coming back regularly now and keep us updated with everything security based. Now, originally when I was going to introduce you, I was going to introduce you as cybersecurity, but we've had this conversation. You cover security all over.
Yeah.
So, but before we get to what you do now, let's take people back and your journey of how you got into working in the security world.
Good morning, everyone. What a gorgeous Friday. A couple of weeks ago, we're all running around singing Frozen songs and building snowmen, and,
yeah, exactly.
And now the legs of hope are out. I started off doing, I actually wanted to become a photographer. Many years ago, I ended up working in Safeways, doing a Saturday job. And as a result of that, part of the role of boys, unfortunately, was to chase after shoplifters. So really, that was my first introduction to, you know, crime, if you like.
That's how you got a taste for it.
That's how
chasing
down Grayson Road or Russell Square, but a load of shoplifters, not knowing what I was going to do if we actually caught them. So it was a safety in numbers type thing. Get all the meat guys coming out.
Mm.
And from that, I had a particular interest in crime, joined the police in a very sort of potted history, did a lot of activity and work in that space, worked for and with some other organisations. And then due to sort of personal circumstances and a change in our household, we were expecting our child, so I decided to come out of that and go into a different part of a sort of a public sector organisation, which was Transport for London, TfL. And along that way, and I worked there for several years, along that sort of journey, if you like, I dealt with and was responsible for, quite a few sort of investigations and security assurance and all things sort of security, and they are quite interesting, but certainly most of the stuff can't be shared on air. But maybe.
Oh, but that's what we thought.
Oh, go on, tell us a story.
No, we thought we were going to get all the details.
What people need to do is come along to the events expo, and I'll speak to them, and I'll look in their eye, and I'll tell them some good stories.
Perfect.
Oh,
if
like
you want to get the dirt on TFL,
and it's free, and I'm contractually bounded not to give dirt, but I will certainly.
I guess it depends on how you word it, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So my lawyer says, anyway.
Yeah.
And towards the end of my career, I started to look at what that looks like. And within TFO, I was responsible for, in the last couple of years, I was responsible for putting together our sort of cyber capacity at the time, and what that looked like in a very diverse and dynamic sort of organisation, which in essence is a public sector organisation. Yes, there's a mayor that is responsible for it. But it's a commercial organisation with a public sector attitude and culture associated with it. So we had lots of different data sets that we were responsible for protecting. Built a cybersecurity team. Obviously, there's a huge amount of activity and conversation that needed to be had by that. Got to a certain stage, and I was looking for my next challenge. After working in large organisations for a considerable amount of time, I actively wanted to not be involved in a major conglomerate again. I just literally wanted to not help the little people, but I still hold this sort of romantic view that there's a lot of people out there that are not necessarily given the right type of advice or information, or are not having the right type of conversations. Enter into 10 Intelligence, of which I joined at the back end of the year, which along with the owner and founder Neil Miller, I was already a board advisor and helped sort of develop some of the activities that they were doing. But I thought I'd take the push and go away from a large organisation to come to a smaller organisation and see what magic could be created there and how we could start to harness and involve a lot of the talented people that don't necessarily get a look in cybersecurity space, security as a whole, data, privacy, and what is more sort of relevant to people at the moment, and it's a hot topic, is GDPR, which is being introduced on the 25th of next month.
That's almost the new swear word, isn't it? Don't talk about GDPR.
Yeah. Unfortunately, being in the world that I've worked for, 25 plus years.
No, really? Since you're a toddler?
Since you're a man and boy, that I've always been that sort of regarded as that necessary evil, and I don't get to usually talk about good stuff. But there's no reason why we can't talk about the bad stuff in a good way.
And that's
one of the sort of objectives of 10 Intelligence and myself personally, and that's what my life's going to look like over the next 5 to 10 years, and how we can start reaching out to particularly a real untapped an exciting area in Kent and the South East. And you've only got to listen to the events that are coming out and the activity that's happening in the area. I took it for granted coming from the big bad world of London with, an army of people that could support me. I really want to sort of touch base with a lot of smaller businesses.
Absolutely. I mean, Kent as a county is a county of small businesses. There's 181,000 businesses in Kent. And four of them are big, and the rest are all small businesses. It's a hotbed of small businesses, and you're absolutely right, Richard. People are waking up to the fact about security, and GDPR, and all those kind of things, and the big Facebook issues, and all those kind of things have suddenly woken people up to this, and they're starting to realise that just because they're small doesn't mean say they're immune, and that needed to be the biggest lesson to learn, because so many people were just ignoring it because it wouldn't ever affect me.
Absolutely, and I think one of the significant drivers around that is that yes, it's having a greater impact on them, but it's affecting their personal world as well. Because of this data thing, and you mentioned Facebook, and there's many other sort of breaches where our data. I'm a user as well as everybody else, whether it be Yahoo or other types of breaches that have happened. You're losing your data, so you start to have a vested interest into that. The bit that we need to transfer is that what you do at home really should be done in the business. And it doesn't matter how big it is, how big the business is, it's great. There's a greater opportunity for the smaller businesses to take some lessons. If you look after your data at home and you shut your windows and you protect yourself at home, there really isn't any reason to do it in a place of work.
And I guess that's the thing, though, with businesses and say particularly small businesses, because they've got so many things to think about when they're starting up, and they think, I'm small enough, it doesn't affect me. It's it's being that security aware, isn't it? That's all you need to do is be security aware and just be aware of everything that you do.
Absolutely.
I mean, we were just having a conversation about the USB sticks.
Mm.
You know, you go to
you don't think about it, do you?
No.
You just don't think about it. People give you a USB stick, you think, oh, freebie.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You seek them out with the spongy balls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's the only reason I go.
Exactly.
Yeah, stress balls and the USBs.
And leave at 10-2 exactly every time.
You only go to exhibitions for the freebies, after all.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and it's trying to, you mentioned, you know, that any small business or any business, when they're starting off, they've got loads of activity that they need to do. Mm. And unfortunately, a lot of people's answer around what security is, it's about paying for something.
Mm.
And, you know, if you start to talk particularly cyber, you put extra zeros onto the end of whatever that payment looks like.
Mm.
And there is a gap between, you know, what you can do and what products offer.
Mm.
But that gap's getting smaller. I think businesses can influence and have a real tangible effort to be able to do their own stuff. Mm. Yes, they need to be supported by certain aspects, and you do need to do certain bits around your technology and your digital sort of space in how you operate. But in essence, you can influence a lot of that. And a lot of it doesn't have to cost a lot of money.
Mm.
And that's the bit you sort of go, right, I put that on the back burner because I need to do this, this, and this. And rents are going up, rates are going up.
Yeah,
you know, where am I going? I've got this vision about where I want to be in the next 5 years.
Mm.
What I want to do is to try and communicate and have a conversation with people to say, use security as that enabler. You know, and, you know, if you're a particular organization that uses data, really harness that and secure that, and that becomes something that you can sell.
That's a really good point, isn't it? Because what you're saying to me is you need to look at this stuff, and why not use it as a positive? Why not look at it as a way of looking at the processes of your business and how you go about doing business? Absolutely. And what you do, and incorporate that in the security business? When you think about it, it's a fairly obvious point to think about, but people don't.
No, absolutely. And we ourselves in 10 Intelligence, we had to do that.
Mm.
You know, we've been in operation for 5 years. We had processes, but there's only one way to be able to not only endorse, to show that you've got the level of endorsement, is to get those processes validated and checked. And, you know, we go through, there's many standards out there, and I'm not going to advocate any particular one, but we got 27001, ISO 27001, which is purely process driven and about the people and the culture that goes around supporting any sort of business or any sort of operation. And, you know, it's heavy lifting in certain places, but it's not anything that anybody could not achieve. And again, once you get that kite mark, that sort of says that you've been recognised as a professional outfit that operates in a space where you protect your clients' data and your customers' data. But that's a marketing tool. That's something that you can positively spin and use for further business.
Mm.
So those are the type of areas that we're looking to explore, and I'm looking to explore.
Cool. No, that sounds good.
So I guess the first thing then is for somebody who has no, I guess there's few people these days that have no security awareness, even within their, you know, so are people still that stupid that they realise that, you know, that there are some people that still have no, you know, it always amazes me when people have the, you know, the telephone calls and they give out all their data over the phone. It's like, this day and age.
The problem is it's so easy to do, you know, I mean, many years ago, like 100 years ago, I worked for a bank in technology, and I was head of security for a little while. So, you know, I know this stuff. I've known it for 40 years. Mm. But still, things happen. People send me an email, and I think, I'm not having that. And I just go to click on it and think, oh, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do. I'm not going to go over it again now, but I had a phone call last night from someone that turned out to be legitimate, but the way they went about the phone call was very dangerous because they were trying to get you to give out information. And the problem is, in a fast-paced world, it's just so easy to fall into that trap.
Mm.
Of course, there are people like my dear old mum who doesn't know a way around this stuff, you know, older people that aren't used to it, and they get targeted more than anybody for exactly that reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
So as a business then, what are the basics to look at? Where are the areas they need to make sure they're covered? Aware.
Well, you certainly need to ensure that if you are operating with some form of technology, and there's various different ways, whether you're big, small. I know that a lot of the smaller organisations, even mediums, haven't got IT professionals. An IT professional is different from a cyber professional, both in cost, talent, and what they would want to spend and what they want to get. There's simple things that you can do. And again, treat it as if you're in your living room. we all get annoyed by the updates where you turn your computer on and go, oh, there's an update. But there's a reason for that update. It's not generally to sort of upset the...
yeah, yeah, just to annoy you.
It's just to annoy you.
Yeah,
here we go. Yeah, let's just annoy them. Let's update
user
again.
User experience fail. It's not about that. It's about making sure that you've got the up-to-date signatures that protect you against these people that are out in that Ethernet and internet who prey on those vulnerabilities. So it's ensuring that you make sure that you install your antivirus, you keep your stuff up to date. Don't go to dodgy sites, particularly if you're on a phone. Don't go to things that you're not comfortable around downloading, because it makes it easier to finish off a bit of project that you want to put a bit of artwork on, something like that. Use the stuff that's tried and tested. Again, there are reasons for why that should happen. Mm. You mentioned about, you know, sort of everyone in this hectic world, and you've got a deadline. That's where they're trying to prey, because you are not playing, you know, with the full package of information. You just want to get that deliver the job.
Absolutely,
and that becomes the rush.
At the risk of making myself look stupid, I actually fell for one of those scams a year or so ago. I was in a panic to do something, and I needed to find some software to do it. I wanted to convert something, and I found some software, and it came up with a message, and it says, "Don't download our software." Yeah, without downloading a virus protection thing first.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Good point. So I downloaded their virus protection thing, which was a virus. Yeah. And I went, are you idiot? Yeah. It took me 3 days to clean that off my computer. Yeah.
I guess that's the thing, though. As you say, though, it's not necessarily, and stupidity is probably not the right word to use. It's probably politically incorrect. But it's not so much that. It's people, when their minds are busy doing what they're doing, they don't think, and anybody can fall prey to.
And I generally wouldn't say it's stupid. You know, one in a million people are going to be stupid. It's the level of awareness.
Yeah.
But also they hear a lot of this stuff, and you know, and I'm not a technologist. My responsibility for building a team was purely based on creating a team and identifying talent and putting them into a space where they could do some stuff. So I struggle with this space just as much. But it's trying to speak a language that people understand. There's so many, you know, businesses get all of this bump come through about Office 365 and all that, and do they switch stuff? But they haven't got the level of expertise. And you don't need a huge amount of expertise, but you need to be aware.
Absolutely. And of course, most of this stuff trips over the fact that you're not adequately protected in the first place. Because if you're adequately protected in the first place, even if you do accidentally click on some stuff, it's going to go, whoa, that's a virus.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's the key thing, isn't it? I mean, it's like a few people on Twitter have been talking about insurance. And the thing, the point that you made, Richard, is really, really nailed on. If you're going to take cyber insurance, I'm going to bet I will put an awful lot of money on it that if you make a claim against your insurance company, the first question they're going to ask you is, were you on the latest version of virus protection, firewall, et cetera, et cetera? So, you know, you've got to work hard at this of keeping yourself safe.
Well, should we have it? Let me look at that, because obviously we did have a tweeting question from Emily at Pink Spaghetti at pinkspag_Emily. And she said, here we go, about cyber crime, cyber attack insurance. I've seen a lot of companies offer it and just wondered what protection is actually offered and what is it that they cover?
Cyber insurance has become a cottage industry in itself. You know, that sort of following, you know, they're sort of chasing the money as well as everybody else in this sort of security space, I would say. The key thing to remember, and it's incredibly important, that, and it's like any insurance, just getting the insurance doesn't mean that it's all better now. You know, as Paul's already said, you've got to do the work in the first place to be able to get to a position where you can say with confidence that whatever the insurance looks like, that you're covered, and it's like everything. You know, your car insurance is valid only because you've got an MOT. You've got an MOT your business so that you can get valid insurance. Most insurances, and there's different models from, you know, your £4.99 to, you know, X amount a month. They will only look at, in essence, paying for the investigation, paying to deal with the bad guys, and that's something we could come back to because, you know, that's a contentious issue. Paying for the repairs of anything that's happened. Legal costs, I can understand that for, you know, organisations that haven't got that legal opinion or messaging within there. Paying to keep you running and paying for to keep your reputation going. All of those things will be included in some form of cyber insurance. My position would be you could probably deal with four or five of those yourself and not have to pay for a lot of the activity. Yeah. Clearly, you know, as an organisation, we work in that space in supporting, you know, customers. But equally, customers can support themselves. Businesses can support themselves. Yeah. You know, if you want to manage your reputation, firstly, understand what it is and put a plan in place so that if anything does go wrong, it doesn't have to be cyber-related. It could be some other form of breach, whether it be a disgruntled employee or something's just gone wrong with the manufacturing of your X, have a bit of a sort of crisis control aspect to it. Mm. You know, who's going to control the messaging? How's that going to be? All of that type of stuff is within your own gift. You don't need to buy that in. You might need to buy certain technical assistance, but then you're reducing the amount that you're sort of that residual risk and that residual cost of the legalities around that insurance is less. That's what I would say. The thing about insurance is, and you know, you'll read many things, Google it now and say, cyber security worth it? You're going to get a 50-50 response. The piece that I would say is I have never seen any tangible evidence based on data, real tangible data, that says we know what an incident is worth.
Yeah.
Whether it's a small breach or a large breach, you can have some sort of consequential loss and attributed sort of value towards that. But there isn't anything that turns around and says, you know, if you pay your $4.99, you know, yes, you're covered. And guess what? If it all goes wrong, you reduce your risk to X. And that in money terms means that you're not going to go broke. Mm. The reality is most cyber incidents, whether it be a targeted phishing attack or ransomware, takes a while to identify. So you could be 2 months, 2 weeks, 3 days behind the curve. Tends to take on average 2 to 3 months to fix. And then you've got that sort of residual and consequential sort of actions that you've got to take to get back. So all of that could be, addressed or mitigated by creating the right type of culture. Doesn't matter whether there's three of you or 30 of you. Creating the right type of culture where you don't, you know, press on the link or give staff enough time to be able to have that thought process.
Exactly.
Create some of those processes.
Yeah.
And do that type of activity rather than, you know, think that your travel insurance is actually going to help you in an incident.
Mm. And I guess that's the thing. And one of the things, as you say, it's about being awareness. You have to be aware and prepared for everything that could go wrong with your business, and then what, and have actions in place, plans in place to, well, if this goes wrong, this is what's going
to
happen.
It needs to be completely covered. I remember
listening, backed up.
I remember Paul talking about disaster recovery or business recovery or whatever. Cyber or the breach, and there's other bits we can go on about GDPR and the reporting aspect and everything. But the cyber needs to be cyber attributes, incidents, attacks need to be worked into your risk management model or, you know, your business risks or whatever. You need to actively, regularly talk about those as you would whether the revenues are, you know, whether you're making your revenues or not.
Yeah. Well, as you can tell, this is a subject that needs more than one show. Hence why Richard is going to now be coming on regularly and covering different aspects and stages, because you say that it's such a vast thing. Where do you start, what do you cover and everything like that? So, we've met Richard now, and unfortunately we have come to the end of the show. We've got to get off air really, really quickly. Richard, how can people find you and contact you? Just very, very quickly.
In the first instance, and we've been certainly talking about social media, certainly reach out to me if you've got Twitter on SecuritySpeak, at SecuritySpeak. DM me or publicly sort of try and reach out, and I can do that. Alternatively, certainly come back through the show and Amanda, and I'm sure you'd pass on anything.
Absolutely.
That we would need to, but we will have regular conversations. It'd be great if the listeners will actively reach out to see what their problems are, and we can see if we can fix them
exactly
along the way.
It's like ask your questions. It's really important to ask your questions, because then obviously we'll know which areas to cover. Richard will be back in a couple of weeks. We'll let you know the date when he's going to be back on. Thank you so much for coming today. We have come right to the end of the show. Thank you for listening. Sorry it's been a bit of a funny show today with lots of technical things going wrong. I will be back next week, and my co-host is the fabulous Molly Wright, and our guest is Julie Stevens, interior design extraordinaire. Don't forget to listen to Paul's show on Friday. On Tuesday.
On Tuesday. One till three.
Find out how Bird got on. And we will be back next week. Thanks for listening.
This is Channel 2.